I knew that baseball song would come in handy today. You know, mm-hmm. it would have been opening day in Major League Baseball, but we can't play sports. We can talk about sports, but how do you know you're ready to get into the game, especially after an injury? We can have someone help us out. Chuck Thigpen, who is a certified athletic trainer, member of National Athletic Trainers Association, American Academy of Orthopedics and Sports Physical Therapy, here to discuss how to manage your children's sports injuries and burnout. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, guys.
Thanks for sharing it with us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about, we've heard, and we are a station that plays a lot of high school sports on our broadcast. We follow teams. We have different games on. Right now, everything is kind of, you know, on hold for the spring sports and that whatnot. But we hear different athletes' names called on different sports, so a lot of them are getting the chance to play in multiple sports. But talk about the thing that's going on now with getting kids in early and maybe just even concentrating on one sport. What are you seeing out there these days?
What we're seeing across the country is kids are playing more and more of a single sport, and they specialize in that sport, and then they play that sport year-round. And that seems to be contributing to injuries. And so our recommendation is that consistently taking breaks prevents injuries and helps keep kids in the game.
That, because different sports obviously would require different muscles or different techniques or different demands on the body, right?
No, that's exactly right. And playing the same sport over and over, training for that sport, really only trains one set of muscles and really seems to predispose kids to injury. So what we feel like is that playing multiple sports, taking a break from a single sport and training, and then just taking some time off to have an opportunity for your body to recover really allows kids to stay in the game and enjoy playing.
Sometimes one sports season flows into the next. They overlap a bit. What do you recommend with those circumstances?
You know, I think it's being really intentional about planning out the transition from one sport to the other, having an opportunity to prepare for that next sport. So traditionally this time of year would be rolling maybe from basketball into spring football. So really having an opportunity to gradually introduce into that sport. We typically think adding about 10 or 20% of time per week. So you can kind of think of it in general, 10 or 12 hours a week is usually what we train in sports. So adding a couple hours a week as opposed to going from dead cold to, you know, all the way active and really kind of gradually introducing back into that sport.
How about getting people interested in the sports mentally, too? I mean, that's sort of what sometimes when you talk about burnout, that's what we're talking about, getting just losing the fun in the game.
No, that's so true. You know, and I think there's a lot of things that drain on that when we don't take breaks. Makes it mentally tough on kids and just not as fun anymore. And so that's one of the main reasons we really recommend that kids take a break from participating. They should take no single sport more than 8 months a year, and they really shouldn't play more hours per week than their age. So if you've got a 12-year-old, they shouldn't play that sport more than 12 hours a week. We think that gives an opportunity to, you know, really maintain their mental side, so the game's fun. It is just a game, and also physically stay in good shape. So that's really how we think those things contribute. Taking breaks allows to prevent injury, maintain their mental status, and allow them to have fun by staying in the game.
Talking today with Chuck Thigpen, certified athletic trainer. So who's, I don't put a blame on this, but where is it being pushed? Is it from the coach's aspect, from the parent, or what say does the student or the athlete have in all of this?
You know, I think it's probably a combination of all three. You know, I think about young kids love to play. You know, I think about a young quarterback that came in a few weeks ago with some shoulder pain after spring practice before all this hit and shut down. And yeah, I asked him, how many months a year were you playing football? And he goes, oh, I'm playing 14 months a year. And I think, man, this freshman quarterback's not going to, he's not going to make it very far, 14 months. And he said, well, you know, I play, he goes, I played kind of a typical season in spring season, but I also played in the summer. And then I have a quarterback coach year around. So that's about 14 months a year. And I thought, oh, you might maybe actually be Ivy League. So I think really looking at that pressure to perform at a high level and specialize is one piece of it, that kind of external requirements. But the other is, I ask his dad if he kept up with how much he played. He goes, I've never thought about that. And so I think really the parents kind of rely on coaches because, especially as we get older, they're kind of the experts. We take them to practice and drop them off and don't really keep up that, oh, wait, that there's that many hours that they're playing the game.
What is the physical therapist seeing on this, the results where they have to kind of fix them and put them back in the game, so to speak? What do you see happening there, and what can we look for when we're trying to find someone who can help us with that?
You know, we see a ton of kids, unfortunately. ATI across the country, we see over 150,000 kids with sports-related injuries a year. And so the things that we're able to do in physical therapy to help kids is really, one, help them understand the injury and plan and help them become more flexible and stronger, but then really have a good plan for going back to sport to gradually reintroduce that sport and really have intentional breaks. And then, I think the biggest thing is for parents and coaches to understand that it is just a game and that probably ultimately if you're going to make it in pro sports, it's not what happens at 12 or 13 or 14, but really staying healthy and physically active is the most important part.
We see a lot of people involved in the sports sort of looking at a further goal of a career, of a scholarship. Are these some of the things that are really driving this sort of 24/7, 365 involvement in the sport?
You know, I think that is a lot of it. I think we all have aspirations for our kids. I've got three young kids, and we want them to be successful in things. And we think, oh, if they just do more, that'll make them better. And the reality is when you look at research that has looked at professional athletes, the overwhelming majority, regardless of the sport, 70 to 80% of the professional athletes played multiple sports in high school. They didn't specialize in one sport. So I think that really supports this idea that taking breaks prevents injuries and allow kids to stay in the game. And then if we're blessed to have the good fortune of the genetics to play at a higher level, then those things will come along.
If people want to find out more about our topic today or get information or kind of know whether maybe they've kind of gone a little too far on this, where can we get some good information on stuff?
Yeah, so they can visit ATIPT.com. We've got lots of information on sports injuries as well as injury screenings and resources to help people to understand how that taking a break prevents injuries and allows kids to stay in the game.
How many former athletes end up being physical therapists? Have you ever looked into that? It seems to be sometimes they visit the office enough, they know the protocol. At one point, they kind of switch careers.
I think that is a great question. I haven't. Maybe I can make that my next research project. I know that's how I got into it, and I know a lot of people who take care of athletes were a former athlete and kind of led us down this path and had an injury and became interested in physical therapy and athletic training and keeping kids safe and healthy.
Yeah, or they were inspired by realizing the care that was taken from a physical therapist to help them do that, and they just wanted to kind of pay it back or realize that's still a way to sort of be involved in athletics, whether it's actually at a therapy or somewhere training within the team. Chuck, we appreciate your time this morning. Good to get the word out, and we're just hoping at some point our kids can get back to playing some of these organized sports that have been put on hold during this coronavirus. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we do too. Thanks so much. Yes. Have a great day.